trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
We have served Chicago homeowners for over 10 years in foreclosure defense, mortgage modifications, bankruptcy matters, and defending homeowners' rights in court. You may be eligible for programs now available that are designed to keep you in your home, potentially lowering your payment, and even a rate reduction fixed for life. You may also qualify to have second mortgages, personal debts, wage garnishments, and lawsuits eliminated. If you're being denied a loan
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
Honest. That's right. FanDuel will match your first deposit with up to $200.
Crazy Pour is the best upscale sports bar in Villa Park. It's the best place to watch your favorite sports live with 160 TVs. They offer a wide variety of craft beer, including the original Sam Adams Lager and Sam Seasonal for $4.50. Warm weather is around the corner. We see Crazy Pour's outdoor patios and lounge areas, or enjoy their private party rooms, pool tables, video gaming, and OTB. There's always something to do for everyone at Crazy Pour. Crazy Pour's on North Avenue, west of Route 83.
Tournament time is all about Jake's Mint Chew and the 15.99% off on our delicious non-tobacco, non-nicotine chew.
15.99? I thought we were going to call it the sweet...
Wait, don't say it. The whole phrase is owned.
Owned?
Owned.
That's what you want to call our great deals on Jake's Mint Chew, the succulent 15?
Yes, the succulent 15.99.
You're getting close to a lawsuit, fella.
Don't worry about it. Best deal we've ever had.
Wow. Okay, so let's get this straight. It's the Jake's Mint Chew Succulent 15, where you get 15.999% off 10 delicious flavors of Jake's Mint Chew?
I think you added an extra 9, but yeah, the USDA certified Mint Chew that actually helps you quit dipping tobacco.
All right, so go to jakesmintchew.com and enter Mint at checkout and get 15.99% off right now, limited time only.
Now that's sweet.
Shut your mouth.
Life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-2236. That's...
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves push for the playoffs versus defending champs Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena.
I think I could probably be in this game for a long time and not send down three players that talented on the same day ever again. So those three are pretty good.
That's Theo talking about some moves the Cubs made earlier today. Chris Bryant, Addison Russell sent to minor league camp. Javi Baez reassigned to AAA. Spring training games going on right now. The Cubs taking on the Giants have a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Kyle Hendricks so far has given up just two hits in that start. White Sox and Indians, the Sox lead right now 1-0, bottom of the third. Hector Nwesi has given up two hits in three innings of work and also struck out four. The Blackhawks host L.A. tonight at 7:30. Derrick Rose participated in full contact practice today. Next game for the Bulls is Wednesday at Milwaukee. The Bulls have a game and a half lead on Toronto for the third spot in the East. So as of right now, the Bucks would be the Bulls' first round opponent. Derrick Rose did decline to address the media today after that practice. And Dave Lado, DePaul's head buckets coach, will be in studio tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show. This scoreboard update brought to you by Casty Tire and Service. Visit castytire.com. Join the Score, broadcasting live next Friday from Shy Sox Bar and Grill from 1 to 2:30 with the Boers and Bernstein Show and pre- and post-game show with Chris Ranji, located at Gate 5 of U.S. Cellular
That'll
Field.
Be us, by the way.
What's that?
That'll be us.
What do you mean?
The two
Me
of
and
us.
You?
Yeah.
You'll where are you at, Dan?
Yeah.
Where are you at next week?
Dan is not here.
I will be out of the country.
Oh.
Out of the country.
Oh, it's the family trip.
Yes,
it's the family trip, and this leaves it all to us. So it'll be we'll be out there.
So
at the
me
cell.
And you at the Shy Sox Bar and Grill from 1 to 2:30.
Actually, I'm leaving to join ISIS.
You are?
Yeah, I've been keeping it a big secret. It's finally. It's like they keep calling.
You know what?
They keep. I keep watching these really exciting internet videos.
After the last week, they want you.
I think we all will encourage that, don't we?
Actually, even ISIS doesn't want you.
No,
he's at the right place for that. No, that's right. Oh yeah.
All right, so it'll be Terry and I will be out there.
Entertaining America.
Bar and Grill, 1 to 2:30. Then you get the handsome and the talented Chris Ranji for the pre and post. And you know
Both
where it's
Chris
at.
Rangies.
Right outside of Gate 5 of U.S. Cellular Field. Celebrate opening day with White Sox Radio Network and 670 The Score. And Terry will let you touch him. I'm Matt Vanicola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670
too.
The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hockey tips.
Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And, of course, when we play that at 4:05 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, that means some hockey questions are coming my way.
Well, we first have Tournament of Bad Results. The finals are set. The voting will be on Friday when we are out at Scoreboards in Oswego.
Oswego. We return to...
Back to Oswego.
Oswego.
Although it'll be different this time because I don't think Minnie Minoso is going to be with us.
Yeah, he's still coming out.
Oh, he is?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
I had no idea. That's great.
Yep. He's part of the miniseries. I think there's a he will be there. His guy is Handler.
Yeah.
Chelsea Handler will have him.
Yep.
I look forward to seeing him again. Don't you?
Here are your finals for Tournament of Bad 2015. These were both routes. 69% of the vote for being in an ISIS video to defeat elevator rides with Ray Rice. And 67% of the vote in the other game goes to anti-vaxxers vanquishing beating a 4-year-old with a stick. So those are your finals.
There
we've got
the,
we have got the
producers.
The one of ones.
Yeah. Maddie celebrating.
Being in an ISIS video against the Matt Abaticola one seed anti-vaxxers. This may be the first one versus one matchup we've ever had, and that's pretty exciting. Nice job, selection committee.
Yeah, I think this is the that ISIS thing is probably Kentucky, and then the other one it would be Duke.
That's what this is.
They've got the TWTW on their side.
This is our version of Kentucky and Duke. The voting will be Friday, but congratulations to being in an ISIS video, and congratulations to anti-vaxxers because it is on for Friday. Now,
hey, real quick, Dan, before you go down with your hockey tip.
It's not a tip. It's a thought.
It's a thought. Yeah.
Guys, have you seen the statement or have you read it earlier? I apologize from MLB Players Association about Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
The tweet they sent out.
That's pretty much in line with what they've been saying. It's a little bit more truculent.
And they say this decision and other similar decisions made by clubs will be addressed in litigation, bargaining, or both.
Right.
Well, there you go.
What are you going to address in litigation? It's part of the CBA.
Right. You can't.
There's no adjustment.
You can't litigate something collectively bargained. Yeah. Right.
All right. Well, sorry about that. It's so irritating. Now the Players Association doesn't get it either. I mean, I get what you're doing, but don't be that stupid.
Yeah, just stop. Just worry about baseball.
Right.
Shut up. Go away.
Go on with your hockey tip now.
Yeah, hockey
tip. Enough baseball.
You know, now you make me
hockey tips.
Hockey tips.
Hockey tips.
Hockey tips. See, now you make me not want to do it.
Hockey tips.
This is not the time to do hockey, because if you're doing hockey on a football Friday, you got to find something else to do.
No, but it's not a football Friday.
It's a football Monday. Every day in this station is football. Right, that's what we do.
I think
this hockey tip from Dan Bernstein.
Hockey tips.
Hockey tips.
Brought to you by the Isle of Man.
This is not the time to do hockey.
Yeah, it is the time to do hockey. The old fart in the rain bucket. All right, what do we have here?
Is it rain bucket or rain barrel, I thought?
I don't know, either one. Well, he's fitting the bucket. All right, what do you got? Give me this hockey thought so we can all share this. And Chris Tannehill's going to answer this.
Now this can't work.
Why can't it?
Because you've effectively ruined everything.
Oh, I ruined it. I have ruined it. How about the rest of them? They're all laughing. They're all having a good time at your expense. What did I do? As compared to them, blame them, or perhaps just blame yourself. All right, I'm blaming it on
the rain barrel.
Yeah, let me.
What?
I'm zeroing in on hockey.
Okay, I think Jonathan Toews is underrated.
Okay,
I think locally. I don't know about nationally. Locally, I don't think having watched him and watched this team, I understand that when Patrick Kane goes out, that's everyone loves Kaner, and Kaner's all dynamic and electric and fun to watch.
Yeah.
I still, and to this day, and I bounce this off the hockey cognoscenti before I offer it to you.
Yeah.
But as much as he's loved and as many jerseys as you see around with 19 on them.
I have one.
I still don't think he's appreciated just because of the way he plays. But for a team that makes people crazy, for a team that where you get the turnovers in your own end and you get passes going off, of, you know, you can't complete a pass, for a team that sometimes looks like it's absolutely asleep and confused, there's one guy, at least, who every single shift, every time, and even dealing through injuries right now, does everything he's supposed to do with back checking everything else that you can go with whatever metrics you want. You could go with the basic numbers. You could find all your regressed PDOs and everything else. But just purely watching him play, I don't consider myself an expert, but I think that he is still large as beloved as he is. He's largely underappreciated for how important he is and how great he is. I just don't think that it's understood. I guess this is the point. I think Jonathan Toews is taken for granted. I think you just assume.
I think there is a strong possibility, and there's some time in his career left. I don't think he's anywhere close to being done. That when all is said and done, along that theme, I think there is a chance he will be the greatest Hawk of all time.
Okay. See, you say that.
Absolutely.
I don't think that maybe the casual Hawks fan, and I guess I would consider myself one, but when I just watch that dude every time, every shift is where he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just the most unbelievably responsible player. And the puck doesn't always find you. And that's the nature of that sport. That there's sometimes where you say, oh, wow, that took a lucky bounce and it landed right on his tape. No, it's not luck. He does the right thing every single time. He is just an unbelievably responsible.
Do we have a list of his accomplishments thus far in his career? I saw a paragraph the other day that listed everything he's done in his career, and I think it's very hard to have. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I'm not a particularly great judge of the Hawk fan base.
I'm not either.
I don't know that. You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying. I get that part
he's
of it, but it's hard for me to answer. Not if you're a smart hockey fan, he's not. And again, that I don't mean to be an elitist about it because I'm certainly not. I just think that that's very possibly true because he plays with a guy who's far more exciting and you look forward to seeing him and all the stuff he can do. But again, well, I think his accomplishments to this date, and still a lot of career to go. I think when he is done, given exactly what you're saying, it couldn't be more correct about that. That there is a chance he's the greatest Hawk that ever lived. That includes Stan Mikita and Bobby Hull. And I'm not going to include goalies in it because that's a whole different world.
Right.
But I think he is. A two-way player and a great player and accomplished to what he's done.
That's
this
the
point.
Guy you can't lose.
And a two-time Stanley Cup. Yeah,
that's the guy you can't lose.
Correct.
That people love Kaner.
Right.
And you can watch Duncan Keith brilliantly skate the puck out all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And start an odd man rush just because he can beat people down the ice and make that perfect pass. But man, you're absolute heart and soul. And not just because he's the captain, because of he does every single damn shift.
Very, very possible he is. He at this, again, early stage, what is he, 27 or 28, something like that, whatever. If that, I mean, I at this stage, for being all he's done and being the two-way player, and you're right about the knack for always being in the right place at the right time, and he does that. He plays both ways hard as anybody I've seen, and all of it when you combine it all. I think he is.
It's just very easy to get used to it and take it for granted.
Yeah, don't know
without appreciating without saying that. Man, if this guy isn't doing that. If this guy isn't working his ass off all the time and just his level of constant fulfillment of the simplest little hockey responsibilities.
Yeah, he does.
He just does every time. And it's so easy to just assume that you always have that. And I don't know, people that we've heard the comparisons to Yzerman forever. And I don't know enough to know that was Yzerman similarly appreciated much later, maybe?
Certainly appreciated. Yeah. I mean, I think later
but
on,
but
for
at
sure.
The time,
yeah.
I'm not Fedorov and other guys on that team who were more.
You know, I know at the end, maybe it takes to the end. Maybe at the end, somebody just gasps and say, oh my God.
I mean, I know other guys score goals, but he could be the number one star of every win.
But look at.
Legitimately say, well, it's Jonathan Toews, best player on the ice again.
Yeah. It's hard to find many Hawks in history who have two Stanley Cups, right? I mean, if you're starting just sheerly winning, being on a team that wins and is a threat to win as long as they've been, and for the foreseeable future, they remain a threat to win, do they not? I mean, I think just in results, there's proof in the pudding of what you're saying. I don't know the fan base well enough. Generally, when I see somebody approaching in a Hawk jersey, I run.
Why?
I don't know.
It just ends badly for you.
Yeah, okay. I just think they're just not for me. You know what I mean? A friend of mine about three times a week, she always wears. She's a big Hawk fan and been a Hawk fan forever and knows a lot about the Hawks. I don't run from her. She's fine. But the rest of them, yes. When I see him coming, it scares me a little.
On the west side, this is Adam. He's on the score.
I thought it was Mike.
Thanks for taking my call. I had a question for you regarding the Jonathan Toews discussion. If you went back to the beginning of their careers and you had your choice of any three, would you take Ovechkin, Crosby, or Toews?
Toews.
I think the national media would take anybody but Toews. But I would take Toews for the reason Dan.
I'm not sure that's true.
See, I don't know about the national media.
Smart hockey guys, I don't think they'd stay necessarily. I mean, because Sidney Crosby's won. Did they win once?
And Ovechkin is the most creative, brilliant individual scorer you're going to find. But no, Toews. And if it was said about them as kids that. But when they compared Kane to Toews, they said Kane will win scoring titles and Toews will win Stanley Cups. And.
I don't think that's true. Do you think they're done winning Stanley Cups?
I hope not. I don't know because hockey's weird. The roster's going to look a whole lot different next year. And it just
window may be a little tighter than it is now. But
my thing with them though is they look so bad sometimes, and I get caught up in trying to think. Why are they capable of these lulls that make you want to puke? And then I think, well. You look at the last night, and then all of a sudden they play great for a period, and they just win because they did. So maybe it's something they can turn on when they want to. I just don't know why they don't more often. So
yeah, I don't. I think that's a tough question about does he get to just do to the Blackhawk fans figured that out.
I just don't know enough of him to know. I know he's famous.
I'll ask my girl, the captain. She'll know.
And I know that he's Captain Sirius and all that, but. He just seems to be so responsible and so important, and it's assumed that he's going to do it.
Do you
all
agree
the time
that, with me that he's on a path to be the greatest Hawk of all time, or no?
Yeah, I mean it's hard to argue. He was piling up points. He's piling up accolades,
and two Stanley Cups,
and he's got another 12 years more of success. This is Dan on the score. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First of all, I just wanted to kind of disagree with the previous caller. I think if we're looking at a national level, all the big hockey heads, I think put Toews number one, if not a close number two. Locally, I would definitely agree. He does not get enough respect that he should. And what people used to say about Hossa a lot when he was younger is watch him without the puck. I mean, he is everywhere he's supposed to be, like you were saying, Van. At the right time, puck doesn't just end up on his stick because he's lucky. It's because he's there. And he's a younger, better Sidney Crosby. He can't score as many goals as Crosby, but he's just as smart. And, he's taken for granted in the city.
And I don't think Crosby gets the defensive assignments that he gets.
No.
He doesn't get the same matchups.
No. And to this point, Toews is not as concussed. I mean, Sidney Crosby's missed a good part of his career. He missed some,
Well, Toews had his own issues.
Yeah, he has his own issues. I agree.
We're Boers and Bernstein. We are talking a little bit of hockey.
Hockey tips. I think that's what it is.
You have the score.
Hockey tips.
White
Sox fans, next Monday, the promise of an exciting new season of White Sox baseball gets underway on The Score.
Abreu swinging a high fly deep right field. Slam! Sox win!
With a huge offseason acquisition, this new-look Sox team has something to prove. Our coverage of opening day starts at 2:35 as the White Sox start the season in Kansas City versus the Royals.
Go crazy!
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home for White Sox baseball.
Sox win! Sox win!
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Minute. Let's face it, a big part of sports these days revolves around projections, highlighted by a stable of young freshman stars doing their thing throughout the big dance. In golf, Rory McIlroy, well, he drew immediate comparisons to Tiger Woods, much like Mike Trout drew immediate comparisons to Mickey Mantle. And in the case of Kevin Durant, his long frame, effortless release, and prolific offensive moves positioned him already as one of the greatest scorers in the history of the NBA. Nearly 16,000 points and seemingly getting better, till now, derailed by injury in a place nobody wants to see questionable MRI or x-ray results spit back on the foot. Ask Bill Walton, Sam Bowie, and even Andrew Toney. While it's too early to send Durant to the retirement community, there's one thing even the most optimistic fan can't ignore right now. The days of Kevin Durant being Kevin Durant, it's not a lock. Sadly, I'm BT.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
Opening day is almost here, and now is the time to check out DraftKings.